a Taste of Tuesday on the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. Hope your Tuesday's off to a nice start. I'm Tyler Glenn, and we are coming to you live from the center of North America, the beach bunker, what is set to be a really nice spring-like day. It's Hamburger Day, National Hamburger Day. It really should be a continuation of the U.S. long weekend because, I mean, we are the show about food. Hamburger Day. Happy Hamburger Day to you. Oh, and we're going to enjoy hamburgers today on Taste of Tuesday. Yes, what could be our most complex concoction since the show began. In fact, it is. Taste of Tuesday is what we do with one of our sponsors, Co-ops of Westman, and we taste some Co-op Gold products. It's been everything from soup to sandwiches and everything in between. Today it will be a burger. It will be a bison burger with two sauces on it that I had to create. Not create, I had to execute. See how that all comes together this morning on the show. Happy Hamburger Day, and we got hamburger questions for you this morning. Also, some things you probably didn't know about the hamburger. And if you were a hamburger topping, if you were a hamburger ingredient, you know, in a burger, what ingredient would you be and why? Let me know in chat this morning and on our social media pages, too. We are going to also take a look at some taxi driver passenger secrets. One of the most popular reality shows of late was the show where passengers got into the taxi and they would spill their guts. Half of them were corked, but they'd tell their intimate little secrets. Well, this morning we've got some taxi driver passenger secrets to share that some are startling, some are rather interesting. We'll share those with you. Also, in the world of real estate, Kevin McAllister, you know that guy from Home Alone? You know the character from Home Alone? That house in Chicago is for sale, and we could buy it. It's remarkably affordable by today's standards, anyway. We'll take a look at the Home Alone house. We'll go for a tour, and maybe we'll call a realtor and see if we can get in there and buy it. And we'll move the beach bunker to Chicago, and we'll do the stream from the Home Alone house. This morning, a rarity. The fast food item in Canada that Americans online are saying that it's worth the trip to Canada to go get, and it's not poutine. We'll tell you who serves it and how close it is to us. They're going crazy for it. They said, like, can't we bring this to the United States? I'm like, whoa, that's a shoe on the other foot. We'll take a look at that as well. And the 10 foods you should never put on the grill. The show today comes with a word of caution. It's going to be one of those shows where you're going to be grabbing some food midway through because there's going to be a lot of burgers and a lot of burger pictures and video and sauces and meat. It's all coming up on the show today. Our sponsors include Auto Fashion with their new website at autofashion.ca. Please find some time to give it a visit. They did such a great job. Autofashion.ca. Auto Fashion is a place that you can go to get your vehicle detailed, although they call this fine auto finishing. And not just that, but if you've invested heavily in your wheels are your baby. Statistically, I think 40% of people have actually named their vehicle. And if you're one of those people that it is your baby, you're going to want to make sure your baby is protected. And they deal with things like professional coating, ceramic coating, scratch and dent repair, and of course, hail damage. Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Well, tonight is beer tasting night at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. And that's not all. They will have some wine tasting events coming back to the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa because they were so popular. And boy, it's so awesome to see the pictures and video of people enjoying this new gem in southwestern Manitoba. The Clarso Nordic Spa, years in the making. They finally got it done this past winter. And people are making the trek to Riding Mountain National Park to take a dip outside in these beautiful pools. There is a cool tub in the middle, and there's a whole regiment involved. But, of course, they have got food and drink upstairs where we were streaming live last Friday. You can still catch that show on Twitch if you want to take a look at it. In beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, it was the Friday going into the long weekend. So check out Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. You can find them online on their socials as well. And if you want to get a last-minute ticket to the beer tasting, you get six beers. okay, with a beer expert that'll help you pair it with some food tonight. And you also get to pick one beer that you would enjoy, whatever brand that might be, Club or OV. I don't know if they'd even have those beers, but you can certainly ask. 848-2802. That's 848-2802 at Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. And Sunrise Credit Union. Sunrise Credit Union has recently posted some very valuable information on their social media pages connecting to their website at sunrisecu.mb.ca. Now, Sunrise Credit Union has 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba. And all I have to do is mention London Drugs. And you think to yourself, oh boy, they've been in the news lately for a major security breach in the internet. And they've had some real challenges putting the pieces back together. And, you know, online security has never been more important. And there's a lot of scams out there. And, you know, the ones that involve like the grandparent scam, the elderly, I mean, you got to be especially soulless to be a thief in that way. But anyway, I mention it because they've got some valuable tips and advice at sunrisecu.mb.ca to make sure that you protect yourself against those online that might want to do you harm. And we thank Sunrise Credit Union for that. sunrisecu.mb.ca. It's Hamburger Day today. And moving from if you were a part of the hamburger to what could be maybe something that you enjoy on a hamburger that others don't. Okay. Oh, look at these babies. Holy cow. Happy Hamburger Day to you. Look at these babies. Oh, look at the onions. Look at the, what are those, Brussels sprouts on there? The cheese. Someone put an egg on there. Do you put an egg on your burger? I've had that. Not a fan. And I love eggs. Eggs are one of my favorite foods. But on a burger, I just, it hasn't really landed. Oh, there's some mushrooms on there too. And you should see, I have a blueberry sauce to go on my bison burger today. Coming up in less than 30 minutes, I'm going to introduce you to this amazing Co-op Gold Bison Burger on my Kuiper's bun. I got it all ready to go. It took me a little bit of work to get it all done. And it's a fancified burger. It's called Horseradish Whip and Blueberry Mustarda. Now, this comes from the Co-op Gold magazine, which I'll show you momentarily, and the recipe is inside. I will also make it available online so you can make it yourself. The horseradish whip has Miracle Whip dressing, green onion in it, horseradish, pepper, and salt. And the blueberry mustarda has fresh blueberries, apple cider vinegar, canola oil, and Dijon mustard in it. Those are the two sauces that will go on my bison burger later this morning. Doesn't that sound amazing? I can tell you, I'm not a big blueberry guy. My kids love blueberries. But when I was, because you have to cook the blueberries in a little pot, mix all the ingredients together. I was doing that last night. And I'm like, damn, this smells like jam. This is going to be pretty crazy. Oh, Molly doesn't like horseradish. You know what I like horseradish with? Ketchup. And then I put my shrimpies in it. Horseradish and ketchup. That's your old seafood sauce right there. Okay, so what do you like to put on your burger that maybe other people would find a little strange? I think so far, the one answer that stands out to me is green olives. I love green olives. You know, I think I love pretty much all the food that has been mentioned so far. It's just to put it on a hamburger seems kind of weird to me. However, that's why I asked. Others may find it weird, but that doesn't matter. There's no judgment here. Ray Lynn says, cream cheese. Cream cheese on a hamburger? Wow. Cream cheese on a hamburger. I might have to try that. Molly says, yep, just ruin the food, Tyler. No, no, no. Well, and the horseradish has to get mixed with something else. It gets mixed with mayo, so it calms it down. And then there's some green onion. So I'm thinking this burger's, I'm excited about it because I think that the burger is going to be like all four corners of the tongue, kind of the tangy, the sweet, the sour, the salty. Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to try it. It smells freaking amazing in here. Fresh dill off the garden on my summer barbecue burger. Oh, yeah. There's Quentin with his dill. The Ukrainian burger. Oh, so Ryan was the green olives guy. Now people are on Facebook going, yeah, I got to try that green olives. Althea says avocado on her burger. Derek is for jalapenos. I like my jalapenos or my pico de gallo. That is kind of my go-to. I can pretty much eat like a dozen burgers if you got some pico handy. Pico just lathered on the burger, so it's like falling outside the bun. Mm-mm-mm. Carol likes cucumber. Now, pickles I get, but a cucumber, I guess it adds some crunch, but it doesn't have much of that tangy or sweet. Clay says that eggs, just can't have a burger without an egg on it. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. I don't know. I had one with an egg on it. It just was like, yeah, it was okay. I don't know. And I love eggs. Derek says, don't mind pico, but not a fan of cilantro. It's a love-hate relationship with it. Tracy and I don't disagree on a lot of foods, but she's like that. She says it tastes like soap. You must have been swearing a lot as a kid if you know what the taste of soap is. She says, yeah, this pico tastes like soap. Quentin also says grilling the bun with a little bit of garlic butter is a great touch, too. Yeah, although it's not odd. I don't disagree with you. What is something that would be kind of weird? Tosh likes jalapenos on hers, too. This one's weird. Loading up. Laura says, I like to load up my burger with French fries. I like to put the French fries inside the burger. Well, that's interesting. Cindy says, I put Maggie in my burgers when I make them. It's liquid seasoning. Is that code for mayonnaise? Maggie? Michael's pickles and bacon. That seems pretty much par for the course. Oh, wow. Justin. Sunseeker Justin says, on his burger, he puts sour cream and honey ham. I'm going to turn it into a Thanksgiving burger. Holy cow. Wow, sour cream and honey ham. Brian Wheeler says, an egg with a runny yolk. Oh, wow. Melissa says, peanut butter and bacon. Holy cow. Yes, I had a buddy who took me to a restaurant. It's I think it's called JL Beers in Minot. And they're famous for their peanut butter burgers. And I was just like, you know, I'll try anything one time. He took me in there and they had peanut butter and bacon on their burgers. JL Beers, it's called, over by Kohl's. And it was freaking awesome. It was, I mean, not the best burger I've ever had, but I think that what I take away from that experience was that, you know, I was like, oh, I guess I'll try it. Would I have it again? I probably would. It was the salty and the fatty, I guess. Peanut butter and bacon. I get it. George also says peanut butter is good. Here are some fun facts maybe you did not know about burgers. Let's take a look together, okay? The word burger comes from hamburger. We kind of knew that. Hamburg steaks from Germany, brought to the United States in the 1890s. Fact two, burgers are served differently in different countries. Chicken and veggies are mostly used to make hamburgers in India since beef consumption is illegal. What? Chicken and veggie burgers. If you go to a McDonald's in India, you're not going to get a burger? I guess. They're sacred. The topping on hamburgers in Mexico is ham. Oh, somebody was saying that they liked ham on there. Oh, that was Justin. And sometimes there's no buns on hamburgers in Japan. Surprised in Mexico, they're not doing the pico like me. The pico. Fact three, the world's largest burger filled the stomachs of 8,000 people. Wow, it was done in 1982 in Rutland, North Dakota. That's close to us, eaten by 8,000 people. That is incredible. It was a hamburger, the heaviest hamburger. It was 3,591 pounds. Wonder how many cows they needed to create that. Holy cow. That is amazing. Fact four, old school slang terms for burgers. A chopped steak is one old school slang for a burger. This term originates from the fact that a steak was chopped up into tiny little pieces to form the burger patty. Fact number five, White Castle is the oldest burger selling retail chain in the world. I love me some White Castle. We don't have White Castle in Canada. They make those tiny little burgers, the sliders, right? And they cook their burgers on a bed of onions. And if I'm not barbecuing my burgers, I try and do that. I try and chop up an onion and then you just slow cook them on a bed of onions. It is friggin' amazing. And White Castle debuted hamburgers in 1921 at a cost of 5 cents each. Can you imagine being in a time machine, walk back with a 20, and you're just like, yeah, just keep them coming. Fact six, the burger was first invented in Seymour, Wisconsin at the Seymour Fair in 1885. It's those guys that ran out of meat. They threw a meatball in there, squished it together, and they created essentially the first hamburger. In fact, their original burger joint still forbids the use of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise and only offers onions, tomatoes, and cheese on the very first burger ever made. McDonald's has the biggest record for selling burgers. Not a big surprise there. Remember when they used to say millions served? Welcome to McDonald's, millions served. Then it was billions. I'm sure it's trillions. They sell 75 hamburgers somewhere on the planet every second of every day, 24 hours a day, McDonald's does. And the United States tops the charts for burger consumption. According to the USDA, Americans eat around 50 billion hamburgers each year. Americans often eat hamburgers 3 times a week. That's amazing. In fact, all the hamburgers consumed by Americans in a year, if they were placed in a straight line, the planet would be circled a whopping 32 times. That is a lot of burgers. Co-op Gold has some tremendous burgers, and by far the best, if you're going to go get the Co-op Gold burgers, is their Angus burger. Look for the Angus burger in the frozen section of your local co-ops of Westman if you're going to be celebrating Burger Day today. Tell them Tyler sent you. Get some cheese and some bacon and load that puppy up. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman at Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And then after you pound back your burger, you can go float in that Epsom salt bath at Natural Elements. Oh, yes, their pool is waiting for you. And even though you've had a few burgers on Burger Day, you will still float. In fact, I think a dump truck could float in those Epsom salt baths, those tubs, those pools that they've got there. Because there's 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in your 60-minute float. There's just a few inches of water in that thing. And you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to float. It's pretty remarkable, and it is unlike anything you've ever experienced before. Easy on the muscles, easy on the bones, helps with sore muscles, helps with relaxation and pain relief. You'll even sleep better. Great for athletic recovery, too, if you've got somebody that plays sports in your life. Tell them about Natural Elements, could you? That would be great. Floataway.ca is their website. Go check it out, floataway.ca, or better yet, visit them at 2940 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons. Again, as we'd mentioned, the Dauphin Hospital getting their makeover with that Smile Zone. And it's thanks to your support with the Smile Cookie campaign that things like that happen, and the support of different community organizations across southern Manitoba because of the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign and your support of it. So once again, thank you for your continued support of the Smile Cookie campaign and your support of the Tim Hortons Westmanland area with 10 locations, the home of the flatbread pizzas and those gorgeous new drinks, including the caramel ice cap and the Oreo double stuff. Oh yeah. And the sparkling quenchers, mango starfruit, wild berry hibiscus, and the new tiramisu cold brew. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Virton, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
That is made, ladies and gentlemen, with fresh blueberries. Look at that. If you could smell that, it is just amazing. This is called blueberry mostarda. I have never made it before, but it turned out exactly like it is supposed to be. Co-op Gold apple cider vinegar. And there's Dijon mustard in here. You can't even tell. Kuiper's buns. Look at Kuiper's Family Bakery. My hamburger and hot dog bun headquarters. This is it. This is the horseradish part. You can see the green onions there. This is called horseradish whip because it's got Kraft Miracle Whip as one of its main ingredients. Molly's like, no, for horseradish. So it's got green onion, Co-op Gold prepared horseradish, black pepper, salt to taste, and Miracle Whip. It smells fantastic. In fact, the smell is more green onion than horseradish, just so you know, Molly. Again, I'll have this recipe posted. Here we go. So here goes the horseradish whip on top here. Here we go. Oh, Molly does not like the horseradish, but we'll see what it does to the bison burger. Okay, here we go. Hamburger day, horseradish whip, and blueberry mostarda. Oh, there's the burger on the horseradish whip on my Kuiper's bun, my delicious soft Kuiper's bun here. And on top, what's going to stain everything? My blueberries, my blueberry mostarda. Take a look at that. Oh, it's a good one. Beautiful. Now, let's give it the taste test. And I hope I'm not wearing my blueberries. Here we go. Wow. It has such a fresh taste. I think I'm not a big, I've never had fruit other than like a tomato on a hamburger. And what you taste is that freshness of the blueberries with that zip of the apple cider vinegar. Now, the horseradish takes a back seat. And I love horseradish. I wouldn't mind if it was overpowered, but it's the green onion that's the star of the show of the other sauce. So you get the blueberry sweetness with that bit of zip, followed by green onion. So you know how green onion to me sometimes tastes like summer? This is a summer burger. This is unbelievable. Is it ever good? Now I know why they wanted me to try this. This is insanely good. But that is literally like an ultimate summer burger. That would be a great burger for like last Friday when we had the snow and you're like, is summer ever going to come? I want summer. And this tastes like summer. They should call that the ultimate summer bison burger. Really, they should. It is so summer-like. Oh, then it's burgers for lunches by the barbecue, says Quentin. Yeah. Oh, wow. The problem with this particular dish is it costs $9,000. Now, the person didn't pay $9,000 for this particular dish. This person was traveling, and this person went through an airport checkpoint in Taiwan where you're not allowed to import any meat products, especially pork. And if you do, there's a big fine. So this guy comes into the country on April 30th with roast chicken and pork combo lunchbox. I'll just put this in my luggage. They won't notice that it's in there. They did. The dog hit on the luggage. And this guy is on the hook for a $9,000 fine. That is one expensive lunchbox. So Quentin was talking about packing the lunchboxes. I don't think they're going to cost you $9,000. I think they'd be a little bit cheaper than that. And those drug dogs, they're gonna find that stuff. Leon's Furniture Superstore has got a new sale on furniture, appliances, and electronics. It's a limited time sale called the Storewide Super Sale. Your chance to save 15% on all Black Tag furniture. Your chance to make a purchase and other than taxes and fees, do not pay till 2026 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. You can see the flyer at leons.ca. That includes 50% off accent chairs, 50% off mattresses, save almost half, like 40% on a Stampede leather sofa. Save $1,300. It's on for $1,699. And again, all the specials are listed at leons.ca and pick out what it is that you'd like to have. And you can even go flop down on it if you visit 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, Leon's Furniture Superstore. At App Law Office, if you're buying or selling a home, looking at converting your business from a sole proprietor or a partnership into a corporation, maybe there's a family farm you're looking to incorporate, you're going to want to call the crew at App Law Office for all the information you need for the particulars. when it comes to legal advice. Epp Law Office also does wills and estate planning. Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time. They're ready to take care of you and your legal needs. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, with the summer travel season pretty much here, you're going to want to make sure all those fluids are good to go. Windshield wipers, check. Fluids, check. Air filters, check. They check it all over, and it is a quick, reliable oil change that will take you no time at all. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, and it does good in the neighborhood at the same time, because every oil change means a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and to Samaritan House, too. So at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. So on this show, we are often talking about foods that you can't really get here unless you hop the border. It could be a new soda pop. I was talking to our local Pepsi guy yesterday. You know, he was telling me that, you know, it sometimes can be frustrating because he understands that customers want the new Pepsi products that they're seeing online, often that we talk about. Same thing for Coke, same thing for Hershey, same thing for Oreos. Oreos is a big one. And they make them available in the States, and they're not available in Canada. And that means that people have got to hop the border, and it gives us a little bit of tummy envy, I call it. Tummy envy. Because they have the foods and the drinks that we would like to have, and we have to travel to get them. But this is one of those rare occasions where we have a fast food that they want to get their hands on. And in America, they can't. I don't know why. It's stupid when you hear what it is. I don't know why the company doesn't make it available down there, but it just isn't available. And it's not poutine, because when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, okay, some restaurant in Canada's got poutine and they want to come up and snag it. No, they're crossing the border. They are going online and complaining about one fast food dish. The place that sells this food that's creating some American envy at Canadian stores is only available at this store. You'll recognize it almost instantly because they also sell the $1.50 hot dog, but that's not the item. And at the Costco food court in the United States, you can get the hot dog, you can get the pizza, but there's one thing, apparently, there's a meal combo that you can't get in America, and it just baffles me. Costco Canada's chicken strips and fries. And chicken in the U.S. is far more inexpensive than it is up here. I have no idea why Costco in the United States would not carry this item. But people have taken online to say, there's been petitions that have gone up. Costco America needs to have the chicken strips and fries. It's not fair that Canada gets it. And not to mention that the combo costs $6.99. The order comes with four large strips and an average amount of fries. The menu shows the item with a side of honey mustard, but there's also ketchup. Yeah, of course, you can get that $1.50 hot dog. The chicken strips, Cindy said, are amazing, and she knows chicken. Her chicken strips are pretty amazing. It's chicken strips that they're running the border. They are, so, you know, they're coming back into America, and it's like, where were you on your trip?
We were in the Costco, Canada.
You got anything to declare?
I got a trunk of chicken strips and a trunk of French fries. You can have a look if you'd like.
A trunk load of what?
Trunk load of chicken strips. Canadian chicken strips.
How does this? Kuiper's Bakery Buns. Look at that. Kuiper's Family Bakery, the official hamburger and hot dog bun of the Tyler Glenn Show. Happy Hamburger Day. You got to have your hamburger with Kuiper's Family Bakery Buns. What I love about the Kuiper's buns, quite honestly, is I actually freeze them. I freeze them, cut them most times, and then they're cut perfectly. And then when you pull them out, you just let them kind of rest and get to that state where they're ready for your burger. They're nice and soft. Kuiper's Family Bakery, not just great hamburger and hot dog buns, but any kind of bread, including sticky buns, cinnamon rolls, cookies, pastries. They've got it all for you at Manitoba's favorite bakery. Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Alternative Choice Garden Center is a place where you're going to get those tomatoes for your burger, not just today, but basically through the summer. They've got like 24 varieties of tomato plants, big ones, small ones, pico de gallo plants. They've got vegetable plants. In fact, they've got a vegetable program where even if you don't have time, you're pressed for time, maybe your knees are no good and you're not going to be doing gardening, or maybe you're just, your back is always sore and you're not, you know, big on getting down on all fours in the dirt. Alternative Choice Garden Center has got their vegetable box subscription running again. Have a box of fresh garden veggies grown in your own backyard delivered to your door, work, or home in Brandon every week. Now, there are limited spots available. There's a six-week commitment required, but you just got to go to alternativegroup.ca, and they will get you signed up, and you can get all the fresh veggies you want from alternativegroup.ca. And Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours, Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. It's a family fun center. Not just gambling for mom and dad, but fun times for the kids too, with a new trampoline park, the Sky Jump Trampoline Park, and of course, Turtle Island Adventure Water Park. Special deals on hotel stays too. Double queen standard room and four water park tickets are just $159 weekdays, $179 on weekends. Visit SkyDancerCasino.com. Also visit them on their social media channels, where the sky's the limit at SkyDancer Casino. The 10 foods that you should never grill, according to experts. It is hamburger day. Chances are you will be putting a hamburger on that grill today. But there's 10 things the experts say that you should never put on your grill. One of those things being flaky fish. I think it goes without saying, if you're going to do fish, you're going to want to do it on some kind of plank on the grill. Otherwise, it's just going to fall apart on your grill for you. Brisket. Ooh, have you ever made that mistake trying to barbecue a brisket? Now, the whole story of brisket is it's one of the cheapest cuts of beef you can buy. That's because it's tough. And it used to be a super cheap cut of beef for that very reason. Until the North American public got their hands on smokers, which was the low and slow way to cook meat. And then brisket went up in price because it became popular again. It became the trendy thing to put on your smoker. But if you try and barbecue brisket, oh boy, you're in for some combination of leather and beef jerky had a baby. It's awful. Peeled shrimp. I disagree with that. I have been able to successfully barbecue shrimp. The thing is, it's temperamental. You have to use one of those baskets and has to be quick. As soon as she starts to turn a little pink, off it's got to come. You got to baby them. You got to baby your shrimp. But it says peeled shrimp should not be on the grill. Scallops, they're tough. You try them once and they don't work out. They're just too lean. And unless they're wrapped in bacon, they're very, very tough to do. And I mean, if they are wrapped in bacon, they're going to be big and they're going to be expensive. But this way, when the bacon is done, you know the scallops are done. Tofu. Who's going to be barbecuing tofu anyway? That's stupid. Leafy greens. I don't even know what that food is. I'm not even sure. That's for rabbits. It shouldn't be on your grill. Melty cheese. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. Although barbecuing a pizza is okay. Pork chops. What? No, disagree. Love doing pork chops, but they can dry out. You have to be really careful. I guess, you know, bacon. Yeah, bacon. You'd love to barbecue bacon, but boy, once the fire department shows up and they all want a piece of the bacon for helping you put out your fire, that becomes the TSN turning point right there, where your wife takes away your barbecue privileges. You're not barbecuing anymore because the house almost burnt down. Okay, it only happened couple times, five times. It's bacon and you want it crispy. Why are you looking at me like that? Everybody wants to barbecue bacon. It just doesn't turn out. It's not my fault. And tomatoes. Don't put tomatoes on the barbecue. Put them on your burger. Yes, the things you don't want to be putting on your grill. You like spam? You like spam fries? That's disgusting. That is gross. cylindrical piece of cheese. You can see by the anticipation on these people's faces that they and that the eyes are all on the prize here. They're watching the cheese. The cheese is going to go flying down the hill. Now, if you've ever, as a kid, ran down a hill, you know what's about to happen. You build up too much speed. You're running, and it's like, uh-oh, I can't keep up. I can't keep up with the velocity that has taken over here. And there goes the cheese, and there goes the people. This is in England. I don't know why they do this, but there they go. And the way they wipe out is pretty funny. Look at this. There we go. Everyone knows about cheese rolling. There's the cheese, the coveted prize in Gloucester, England. Everybody marches to the top of the mountain looking to snag the cheese. The community gathers. They gather at the top of the hill to watch this craziness. Now, is there alcohol involved? I don't see any alcohol anywhere in sight. They're doing this sober. Oh, Christopher Anderson is pretty. He has been in training. He is what Rocky is to boxing. Chris Anderson is to cheese rolling. He's even got his own NASCAR-inspired jersey. As he peruses the village, see, he's training. He's like, okay, this is how I have to do it. I have to be sliding like a baseball player. But that's not how this happens. It is a very steep hill. The community gathers to have a good laugh. And when you watch this in slow motion, oh my God. 3, 2, 1, roll the cheese. I much prefer the cut the cheese contest. Here we go. Here we go. Look at them go. Oh. Down the, ass over tea kettle. There they go. Boom, boom. And they try to pick themselves up. And, oh, there she is. She is the champion. She, with six broken limbs, six broken bones. Oh, here's the guy that's going to steal the show here. Here he goes. Is he going to win it? Is he going to do it all? Let's see if he, there goes the cheese. There it goes. Everybody is out of the chute. And down they go. Oh, he got taken out by another guy. Oh, God. He gets whipped around. Oh, my word. Look at everybody. Bodies flailing. They're flailing all over the place. And then you get into a death spiral. Oh, my God. Ass over tea kettle over ass. Your feet are where your brain is supposed to be and vice versa. And oh, he's back. He's recovered. And it looks like he might be the champion to get the cheese. But no, it looks as if somebody else has the cheese. But this little bit is much more funny when you watch it in slow motion. Because why people would do this on purpose is kind of beyond me. But here's in slow motion. Here they go. And they're off. Down they go. Boing, boing. Oh, look at the human body and how it can contort and flow. It is a ballet of brilliance through the mud. To chase the cheese. Oh my gosh, and here come the ladies. And down she goes, boom on the backside, and over she goes to roll down that hill faster than the speed of light. This one's just going to slide down on her bum. She knows better. Oh, boom, bang, bang, boom. Who needs equipment? Hockey's for wimps. You want to do cheese rolling. Football? Forget it. This is something that'll put you in the hospital right here. This is what you... Oh, and look at this symphony of bodies. Symphony of bodies chasing the cheese. Chase that cheese, you crazy UK bastards. This guy looks like he's dead. This guy looks... Oh, my God. This guy's getting a foot in the mouth. Oh, wow, wow. Look at... He's setting the world record for somersaults. He's in a death spin of somersaults. Oh, my God. Look at him go. Holy Hannah. These guys there, this is crazy. Uh-oh, this one does a face plant. Boom. Oh, pants are coming down. Oh, he's got plumber's crack. It's coming out to play. Look at this. Oh, wow. This would be a great commercial for, like, Tide or something. You got grass stains in your clothes? We even clean the clothes of these people, the cheese chasers. That's why you need Tide to get those. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, this is just a painful exercise in sports. crazy. And again, there's not even booze involved. They'd be really flailing being so relaxed out there, chasing the cheese. Have a great hamburger day. Thank you again, Co-ops of Weissman, for that delicious burger. I think I'm going to make another. They're just so good. Again, look for those recipes on my website at TylerGlennShow.com. And more delicious videos on burgers as we celebrate Burger Day today. Have a great day, guys. Happy Burger Day. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7. Thank you for being here. Take care. Bye-bye.